This is the time of the program where normally I would read aloud, but we were sent yesterday a poem by a 15-year-old pupil at Weinberg Girls High, and is a poem which speaks to the anger at the murder of George Floyd, yet another African-American man who was needlessly killed by the police in the USA. And so we invited Hania Karlser to read aloud to us this afternoon. Hania, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Will you please read your piece to us?
Of course. It's called Black Lives Matter. Innocent people being killed and dying. Grandmothers weep while children are crying. They're confused because there are no laws they're defying. They've been murdered by people on whom they're meant to be relying. The issue is no longer underlying. The laws that you are misapplying aren't meant to be tying down an already oppressed race. Your feelings matter less than their lives. How many more deaths is it going to take for a black man to freely stride? You talk and tweet and post, you're disgusted, yet you're too afraid to do something and get busted by people you've trusted with racism encrusted in the very soul with which they've been entrusted. You're afraid of a black man in 2020. I felt threatened and attacked. Can someone please save me? The color of their skin is being used as a weapon, and there are lists and lists of names I could mention. Ahmaud Arbery for being suspicious, George Floyd for being malicious, Stephon Clark for a gesture he made, Walter Scott for being afraid. How many more is it going to take for justice to be served and action to be made? Parents need their kids to be safe, but they can't protect if the next murder case. Black lives matter more than your opinions. No more tears should be shed when they're asking for union. They are humans with lives and should be treated that way, not convicted of crimes that are full of lies. Black lives matter. Open your eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. Obviously, the watching the television and seeing the video of George Floyd being so casually killed by that police officer, you would have watched those, and then you would have watched television coverage of the protests in America, protests around the world, and obviously that is what prompted you to write the poem. But why did you want to express it in that way, express your feelings in the way that you chose?
Well, I often convey what I want to convey, my opinions, I mean, in the form of poetry, because I find it easier to do that. And with the Black Lives Matter movement, this isn't the first time the protests have happened. It's happened so many times before, and I feel like from what I've seen, nothing has really changed. So for a person of my age, I'm 15, I'm a person of color, I'm Muslim, and for a person of my age, it opens up doors for the younger generations to then speak out their opinions. Because to be honest, everybody fighting for change right now, it's the job of the younger generations to then maintain the change that they're fighting for.
Obviously, Hania, you're not at school at the moment, and so you wouldn't be talking about this with your grade 10 schoolmates or perhaps friends in other grades. But if school had been in session, is this something that a lot of your friends, your classmates would have been talking about? Would it have been a big point of discussion during breaks and before and after school, what's happening in America around George Floyd?
Definitely, I think. People my age are a lot more woke than the adults make us out to seem. We talk a lot about politics and sometimes ways of changing what is happening, all the bad that's happening for the future. And I think it's good to spark discussion amongst everybody because that gets change like revved up and ready to go.
And I mean, is this something that one of your teachers might have brought into the classroom as a sort of learning example in, I don't know, social studies or history or something, because this is history in the making. What is happening in America at the moment is going to be reflected in history books in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years' time. So would you have discussed this formally in the classroom?
Definitely. I think there are almost every class would have brought this up as a form of discussion because it's important. Even though it's not happening in South Africa, the protests, I mean, a lot, there are parallels to South Africa. Like how some people think racism doesn't exist in South Africa today, that's completely false. It's just a lot more, I think, on the down low.
Honey, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very, very much for the poem and for reading it to us and for chatting to us this afternoon. Honey Kardelser is 15. She's in grade 10 at Wynberg Girls.